Our guest at the cafe this morning is Alice Reese, Harold Bauer movie reviewer and critic. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
I have been interested to read about somewhat the comeback of the drive-in movie theater during all of the things going on with the coronavirus situation. And that would be great if somehow we saw a return of the drive-in movie theater.
It would be, and even there have been some, they call them pop-ups.
Yeah.
Where they're showing movies on places that aren't literally drive-ins, but they make them up for just a short time or a special occasion. And sometimes they aren't really drive-ins. They're for a crowd to sit outside.
Right, of course, and we have done that here in Commerce on campus at the Rec Center and downtown Commerce for various events. So that's not a completely foreign idea, but the article I sent you was about a town in New Jersey, Ocean Township, that has kind of created its own drive-in movie theater. But I think it's a great idea, and most of us who are of a certain age have great memories of going mm-hmm. to the drive-in, and it'd be great to see it come back. There are some drive-in theaters that are open in Texas, aren't there?
Yes, and there are three in North Texas. One that's been there for decades, and one that's new, and another one that's been redone and opened again. Yes, the most well-known is the Galaxy Drive-In in Ennis,
right.
And it has 7 screens, so that's really amazing.
Yeah, that's
and
right on I. That's on I-45, and I'm sure a lot of people see that driving to Houston, to and from Houston, and it's very visible from I-45 as you drive by.
And a couple of years ago, they opened the Coyote Drive-In in Fort Worth, which is new. And it's on Panther Island, which is considered sort of a recreation area.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a vast, huge restaurant with it. It's not like what we usually think of as drive-ins. And then the other one that's been there for quite a long time is the Brazos. It's been there since, I think, 1952, the Brazos Drive-In in Granbury. And it's only open from March till October, and it's just one screen.
The Brazos Drive-In in Granbury, it's been open then for 60-something years.
Yes.
Wow.
It didn't close down when the rest of them did.
Never closed.
What killed them, by the way, was daylight savings time.
Huh.
When I was a teenager, you could go and see a double feature because it got dark much earlier.
Yeah.
Well, so now they still do show double features at these, but they don't start until Galaxy Drive-In is at 8:30.
Yeah.
That's what hurt more than anything.
Interesting. We're talking with Alice Reese, Harold Bauer movie reviewer. You grew up in Dallas, right?
Right.
Yeah. Now, Greenville had two drive-in movie theaters. One was The Trail on the far north side there on Highway 224 going out toward Nelandville and ultimately Commerce. And then The Hunt on the other side of town, which is on the side of what is now the Promenade Center, used to be Crossroads Mall. So at either end of town, you had a drive-in movie theater.
Yes, and Commerce had one.
Yes.
The screen, maybe the screen is still there.
Well, it was torn down just in recent years, within the last maybe 5 years. But you're right, mm-hmm. the old screen stood there. It's, again, 224, as if you're going out toward Nelandville. But it's mm-hmm. only been in recent years that screen was torn down. So we have lovely memories of drive-in theaters, and some not so lovely, probably. But My last memory of going to a drive-in was at The Trail in Greenville, and around the time of the first Star Wars, and saw it again. It wasn't the first time I'd seen it, but saw it on a night when there were thunderstorms all over the area. So it had Star Wars on the screen and lightning off in the distance. It was great, great, great experience. Well, let's talk in the remaining moments. I saw an article sent it to you from USA Today on new things coming on Netflix this month. And so we just have a moment or two, but I didn't know the Queer Eye series was still going, but they have a new new series of programs in that franchise on Netflix.
Yes, they revived it, and it's because it was very popular years ago, but it's new now. Yes, they've started over with it.
Right. And, the of course, Netflix and other services don't have access to all classic movies. There are rights that they have to some and not to others, and Netflix now has acquired the story, the rights to West Side Story, the great musical. And Steven Spielberg is coming out with a new version of West Side Story?
Yes, and it's considered, it's even set in the same time frame. It's pretty, like, it's daunting. It's unbelievable that someone would take this on. But yes, Ansel Elgort has kind of not, maybe not a household word, but he might be after this. He's the star. He does have musical talents. And, yeah, they've got a new one coming out, but I don't know when now because the schedules have all been changed, but probably Christmas.
But in recognition that a new version is coming out, Netflix is now running the old classic West Side Story, which is available. I see that very popular film, at least got a lot of good reviews, Lady Bird, a couple of years ago.
Right, it was Oscar nominated and got screenplay nods, too, and... yes, it's quite a good movie, and it just now has gone away from the pay-per-view and is on to Netflix.
I see. Very good. Alice, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Thank you.
Alice Reese, Harold Banner movie critic. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.